Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I gotta be the best fan. I'm the best fan. Look at me. I'm the best fan.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I enjoy when UK loses.
And James Strebel.
As a Louisville fan, I appreciate that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And I'll get to old ass Ryan here in a minute. Anyway, what was that? Is why are you doing that?
Is he waving you off?
I don't know what he's doing. Well, that's what it says. I don't know what you. Why are you laughing? Anyway,
you don't have to dump that.
No, we're good. I don't know what it says. All right, so
nothing.
I pulled a Ron Burgundy. I'll just say that.
Okay, Ron.
I totally pulled a Ron
Burgundy. I learned a lesson today.
If it's on the screen, he's gonna read it. If it's on the screen, if it's on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read it.
All right, we're gonna go back to the phone lines. Ryan, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Strebel?
You know, doing the damn thing here.
I'm very happy for the team and everything. But you know, 2011, they talk about St. Peter's. We almost lost to Princeton in our first
round.
Very true.
Brandon Knight bailed us out, had a game-winning shot. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And anything can happen in the tournament. I mean, anything. You never know. But and now 30 years ago, Strebel, I would have gotten a wrestling ring with you. But I'm too old now.
You know, if Indiana would have won, we could have done Hoosier Sports Radio today.
Unfortunately.
It's the first thing I thought of. Damn, if Indiana would have just won, we could have done HSR.
David,
the dream would have been alive. Hoosier Sports Radio. Man.
Little TJD, JHS, some Woodson.
Boy, it sounds terrible in here, doesn't it? I don't know. I can't hear myself. You can't hear yourself?
I can hear myself faintly.
Faintly?
Yes,
okay, yeah, that's not good. We're in studio today.
We are.
So instead of skipping, you're going to get your, which is worse, just the skipping or me and you not being able to hear anything?
I don't know. It's a great choice that Solomon's splitting the baby down the middle.
You have an Easter shirt on today. Very Easter-like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a teal.
I'm trying to.
Getting ready for spring.
I'm trying to get spring in here. Like I'm trying to encourage it to like enough 23 degrees when I wake up in the morning.
I did look under the table. I was looking under the table knowing that the microphones in our system would not be working, okay?
Yeah.
And I look under the table and I see a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid? That's not me. No Band-Aids.
I see a Band-Aid. No.
That's
hang
not
on.
Me from
hang
this weekend.
On. Hang on. I don't need to be a sleuth, okay? I don't need to have my PhD like Justin in such a thing.
Right.
But I look underneath and I see a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And then I look in the trash can over there and I see some 32-ouncers.
Yeah, at least I put my stuff in the trash can.
Well, there you go.
I didn't leave on the table
and
for
you. I go, what's been going on here? Well, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame
that's
show.
That's right. You
that's
know?
What's going
that's
on.
What's going on in here? But
Lieberman,
yeah.
Is this your toenail? Is this your Band-Aid?
Is that Phil Baker?
Is that Phil Baker?
Is this Phil Baker? He was in here yesterday, but not for long. I just scurry him over behind the glass. Like, get out of here.
All right. So it's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. And it's all over. The local basketball teams wolfed every single one of you. Thank you for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You did nothing redeemable this year.
No.
I'm not happy with any of you. Okay. Do you understand? I'm just none of you.
No.
Just all the way from Purdue, who I don't care about, or Indiana, who I barely care about,
right?
And they just laid down and just died. They just laid down and died last night. And Kentucky lost because that's what Kentucky has done all year. And I did think, and it's a take on ESPN 680, 1057, 437, 9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. We're hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios, and a long weekend, a college basketball weekend. Everyone's all tired around here. I saw Rummage even was trying to get the Kentucky Choke Day thing out there, but I just
couldn't get it. Didn't hit the same.
No, it wasn't hitting the same. Right. When it's like Antonio Reeves didn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay. Jacob Toppin didn't show up. That's not like 38-0 losing to Wisconsin,
or John Wall losing to West Virginia, a team that supposedly couldn't shoot, and then Joe Mazzulla does the thing. There's very different standards on those teams compared to this team.
You're tough to look at, too, today. These big losses, after these big losses.
It stinks. It's no fun.
You're not easy to look at now.
That's fine.
You're a bad look. Yeah. All of us
are. You are, too, with John Shire.
By the way, I got nothing.
That's
I got nothing.
Your sexy man. He's done.
My sexy man's done. The only one who's not done, Timmy.
The only one who's not done is Timmy, and somehow
Timmy's
some
doing
way,
great.
Yeah, he is. He is somehow. I don't know how.
The year from hell is going to end with now. Now I want the Zags to win the national title for the pure happiness.
It's Alabama's got to win.
You want Alabama to win?
I don't even like Alabama. I don't like.
Well, you're a Kentucky fan. You kind of like Alabama.
No, it's the football.
You have a soft spot in your heart for Alabama.
No, it's just Saban, not Oates. Just Saban, not Oates.
By the way, Justin, do we mean Italian soccer? I need something to bet on.
But then I can't.
Well, then I remember that we're in the fiefdom.
Yeah, there's no way. And that bolt got pushed to what, March 29th or whatever that is. And I mean, they kicked that can down the road. So there's no legal betting that you can partake in right now.
Well, even so, it's going to be like first of the year, right?
Yeah,
it's not going to be ready to go the day. I mean,
yeah,
come
we'll
on.
Be like, okay,
I forgot it's now the international break started today.
Ah, the old international break.
You had Juve Inter yesterday, though.
Oh, well, I was betting on other sports.
They brought it home.
Soccer's only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then when the other thing started, it floats off to the back.
Yeah, it's like you forget about it.
Listen, we need to dive into it. Enough nonsense. We'll have time. Okay. We have sound. I have Calipari sound. Ugh. You want to test our system real quick here?
Sure.
That's mainly just me and Justin and not you. If you want to be a part of it,
I'll just watch you guys.
We want to see if this is going to play correctly, okay?
I'm not like you. I'm not stupid.
All right, there we go.
Works.
It's a little low, but
yeah,
I mean, there
I
we go.
I'm not like you. I'm not stupid.
There we go. I think that's a good thing.
It worked better than last time we tried that. I'm not like you. I'm not stupid.
Well, it didn't work at all last time.
It didn't work at all,
you're doing good.
It was better.
Listen, I mean, we can start here. 437-9680. It's the take on ESPN 680, 1057. For me... I mean, guys, there's a number of ways we can go here. There's the macro, there's the micro, there is, do you guys want to talk about the game? There is the, I think my most unpopular opinion will be, I almost feel like Kentucky basketball, this roster needs a cleansing, a lot like Louisville's. That includes Oscar Tshiebwe. I'm very strong on Livingston, and I know Thierro and Ugana are two guys, and if you told me that's it, fine. If you told me that, you know, Toppin has the year that he's moved on, CJ and everything else. Because it's not the same rhetoric as what we've seen with U of L fans in blaming the players. The players aren't good enough for the way John Calipari wants to coach. And we all know that. We know what he needs. I don't know if next year's class fits this magical criteria that Calipari needs to have success. Either way, that will be the narrative, and we can get to that. But I thought this weekend, Cerebral, was your, in 2 days, it was your season. You got up for a game enough. Bryce Hopkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ed Cooley, all
and,
that stuff.
And you were dialed in. Jacob Toppin was dialed in on that block. And Oscar Tshiebwe, really in both games the entire weekend, I mean, had double-digit, rebounds, but it felt like the first or second TV timeout.
Yeah.
But what happened? You won a game. You felt good. You felt good about Kansas State.
Yep.
And Kansas State, it wasn't even about them. It could have been anybody.
Any team.
And that's the conversation that we had going into this weekend. It's the reason that last week on Selection Sunday, we hobbled in here on Selection Monday, and I disagreed with the notion. I disagreed with the notion that there was some magical draw for Kentucky, mm-hmm. and that we were going to the arrogance, and we've all taken part in this. Okay, whether you're a Kentucky fan, whether you're not, whether you're someone like me who's analyzing. I finally bucked the trend, and I went against that because the arrogance it takes for the Kentucky fan to think that a team that had earned a three seed? Kansas State going through the gauntlet of the Big 12, mm-hmm. and I know the SEC, well-respected, three teams in the Sweet 16,
yeah.
but the arrogance out there that you're going to have a good draw against a team that has done it night in, night out, and has done it better than you,
yeah.
more consistent than you,
more wins.
Night in, night out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that the Jerome Tang's a better coach than Cal. He has been this year.
Yeah, he was this year.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So 5 years ago, he wasn't.
Right.
Back wherever the hell he was in 2012, he wasn't.
No, but
let me
now
take another drink.
Story.
Hang on.
No, yeah. Take your swig there.
Yeah, I went outside for my walk. I'm dying all of a sudden.
It's warmed up out there. You get that sweatshirt on after you got a little dried out.
Yeah, pop the sweatshirt off.
Yeah, exactly. You need to pop that off. Let's see the bod.
But dude, I'm telling you, they are this weekend, and then they go lose a game where they don't make shots to where they are so limited mm-hmm. that yes, if you have two guys pull their John Starks moment, go look up that musty 1990s reference, okay? That's what that's what he did. Game 7 with the Knicks,
yeah.
John Starks against the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
He was a bum.
Yeah.
And when you have a couple guys and Toppin played better defense, but Reeves was terrible.
Didn't do anything.
And you have a bunch of guys, as Dan Issel so eloquently said this morning, that the bench gives you absolutely nothing. They're not guys that really can't contribute in any way.
No spark.
When that happens, there is no, hey, pull parachute, eject, there's nothing. You just fizzle out and you lose to Kansas State. And so for me, this weekend was the epitome of what Kentucky has been this year. That's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now we sit here today. And I struggle with the next part of this, Strebel, because you and I we've done this show.
All season long.
I've done this open.
Yeah, all season long.
All season.
Yeah.
Poor Justin has sat there on every Monday. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so I don't know, and you guys found yourself in this trap yesterday to where you realized we've done this show. Okay,
the angry
and you
show.
Also realize that you really weren't as jacked up for your team as you have been other Marches.
No.
But you found yourself, wait a minute, it's a tournament, it actually is over, there is no runway, and you're pissed off because of that. But you don't like this team. There's nothing likable about this team, man.
It's forgettable.
Okay?
No, it's a forgettable team.
It's an absolute forgettable team that was only adding to the frustration. This team has just enough talent that it adds to the frustration that is building for Kentucky fans. And so a huge part of me, back when the Jackal had the Texas sign and all these other times, Strebel, I'm sitting, are we going back to that? Because for the last, I mean, let's be honest, through wins and losses, for the most part, the last month and a half, this is what we expected from Kentucky.
Yeah.
What you got this weekend was the most likely outcome.
It was.
It's like in blackjack. You're supposed to, the dealer's showing 16. You're supposed to, or stop. You know, all the different rules of blackjack.
Right.
And sometimes, you lose out on the odds. But you play the odds because the odds are the odds.
Exactly.
And the odds were that Kentucky would do just this. Would give up, get up enough for a game. Bryce Hopkins was a bum. And you took care of business and you moved on. And Schrible, there's nothing, like, I have like 30 things. There's nothing interesting about Kentucky. I mean, they laid down and died, but it's not a big story that they lost. This is not a special team in any way. And then on top of it, and I'm interested by this, and this is just another piece to it, is the magic trick that Cal can play. The only trick he has is what is left.
Yeah.
And that is the narrative of they need to bring in, that they're going to bring in big time, not the 30th ranked kid in the class, okay?
Top
10, top 5 talent, okay? Yep. A team that high school ranks could have more than this, but at least next year would be looking at 4 first round draft picks, okay? Right. And that's what Cal needs. That's what he has been missing, and now you're going to see a little bit more of the John Calipari that we used to see. And God bless you if you can buy into that.
And
that's what I lost for me this season with the program. Whether it be Cal, whether it be recruiting, whether it be the injuries, the winning or losing, mostly losing, not showing up in March, the feud between he and Mitch Barnhart, the unrest, I hate saying that, on the staff to where, I mean, everyone is all over this staff needing to be better, which is yet again another piece of contention that you have with your coach. To me, they have lost. And now it took this long because they were so good. And some of their even recent issues you could excuse away. 9-16, St. Peter's, it's never happened to Cal before.
It's an anomaly.
Kane's been beat like that.
Self's been beat like that. Yeah.
And Tony Bennett again has Matt Painter again has been
guys.
Beat like that. And it's like... And it's like, okay, well, you had that last year. Again, you weren't buying it, but it was out there as the other side of an argument.
Something to consider, at least to me,
and I've been consistent for the last couple months. To me, that is what this season has done for me. There is no slack in the rope. There is no 2012. There's nothing wrong with this season. You got hotshot freshmen. You had Oscar come back.
Yeah.
You had guys develop. You had other guys who, you know, I mean, sorry, Damon Collins was a 5-star kid, okay?
Yeah.
And it didn't work out, but, I mean, yes, you had some injury issues that people at UCLA, they're playing through it right now,
and
man.
They're winning.
And there's just, and so for me, the only card he had was conveniently the card that he actually does have.
Convenient Cal.
Yeah, it's convenient Cal.
Even more. That
this is it. And so those are my thoughts. It's an interesting show because it's something that we've done.
Yeah.
But now it's done. And
it's over.
I got to be honest. I'm done talking about this team. I don't care. I want to know if Chris Livingston's coming back.
Yeah.
And to make sure Adu Fiero, okay.
Sure.
Are good guys to go. And after that, Schrible, I don't care. I don't care about having the conversation. I don't care about following what's going to happen. And we already have the recruiting class. So now we're just talking about a guy or two that we've never seen play, okay, who will be from a non-Power 5 and like Kellen Grady and Antonio Reeves will get into March and choke like they did in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and that's to me is the most frustrating thing is that Cal didn't have the guys and a guy like Antonio Reeves who should have been the spark kind of guy off the bench. And he was forced to play big minutes, and he was forced to take big shots, and he was forced to be a starter. That guy's not a starter. He's very good. He can go off at times, but then he had times like yesterday where he completely disappeared.
Brother, he's your best offensive player.
That's what I'm saying. He shouldn't have been the best offensive player. That's the thing. That's my point, is he should not have been made the best offensive player. But when you have C.J. Frederick show up and do nothing, and then you have other guys on the team not develop or not be ready, and you're forced, like you were with Kellen Grady, to make Antonio Reeves an integral part of your offense that wasn't in the Calipari plan was fine. I understand. If you want to defend Cal and say, well, he was forced to do things that he wouldn't normally do because of these situations, I'm not buying that because he's had all season with these guys. With some of these guys, he's had multiple seasons. Jacob Toppin's been around for four years.
There's no pivot for this.
That's what I'm saying.
This.
There's no pivot for it at all.
Yeah.
He's been around these guys long enough. He knows what they can or can't do, and he just didn't get good enough players to complement what he had. And I'm sorry, but I'm with you on Oscar Tshiebwe. He compiled some big numbers. He did some nice things at Kentucky, but he is not a player that if he's your focal point, kind of like Antonio Reeves, if he's the go-to guy on offense, you're in trouble. And if he's your big in the middle on defense, you're in trouble.
He's heating
well,
up.
Calipari
little NBA
so,
jam in here.
He's been
to
so
turn on
good
the DFH
at accumulating talent. He's been just so bad at it recently. He's been so bad. I don't know if it's misjudging, misinterpreting. He has nowhere else left to pivot, so he just has to get who he gets. I don't know what it is, but it seems like other coaches have passed him by. And I hear people, it wasn't his fault that Antonio Reeves went 0-14. No, that's true. It wasn't his fault that he did that. It wasn't his fault that Jacob Toppin only had 2 points and fouled out. I get that, but it's his fault that they got to this point. It's his fault that they had to rely on those guys to be stars when they are
not
stars.
The macro is his fault. The micro against Kansas State is a litany of people's fault. It's his fault. It's Reeves' fault. It's a bunch of things.
It's a bunch of things.
It's everything.
But the assembly of the team, I don't need to hear John Calipari.
But the overall,
I'm glad they went out there and had fun. I just wanted them to go out there and have fun. You didn't want to go out there and win. You just want them to go out and have fun. It's like, no, Cal, this is not what it is about. It's not about fun. Sorry. I'm sorry. You don't get paid $10 million to go have fun. You get paid $10 million to go win basketball games.
Oh, we're going back 2 months ago. I mean, it's happening.
It's a reverse. It's a reverse.
Oh,
and the thing is and you
I don't know
this,
if you guys got it in you. I think you're going to do the frustration, the anger, the mad at Cal, and then you're done.
I can't do this for like three days.
I don't know, man. I think Wednesday you're done. I don't think you'll have anything. Tomorrow you'll peter out. we'll find some piece of sound. Somebody will say something. Will say something. Rummage will say something that might get you a little bit impassioned, but that's it. I mean, there's no connection here. You knew this team wasn't going to do anything. Come on, you knew it. Yeah. You tried to buy in, Strebel. You tried to say it's a fun march, and I'm so sick and tired of the narrative. And Cal's tried to play it a couple years. Why are you getting? I mean, basically, in fans, why are you getting the tournament? Anything can happen. Kentucky. No, we've seen them do this now like three times. Well, let's get to the tournament.
Yeah,
like in the last 5 years, they get to March. It's like no, you're not going to magically get to March and turn it on. North Carolina did it, but it also wasn't March. Okay, it was before then. It was before then, and B, that's why we were so surprised that they did it, because it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Now, Cal did have a message to the fans after the game.
Oh,
okay?
I can't wait, yes.
And I think on the back end of this, he may blame the fans.
I have empathy. You know, I understand what this program's about, and I think, again, that's what makes it what it is, and that's why I tell players this isn't for everybody. Because the expectations are so high. And the same with coaching. It's not for everybody. This thing is, there's a high expectation level. And it is Kentucky. You put that on, the other team's going to play out of their minds. And they're going to play like they have nothing to lose. And that means you got to play that way. So, I understand it. But, you know, my concern of these kids, and I tried to keep what you're saying off of them. Obviously, with a couple, maybe I didn't do as good a job as I thought I did. I wanted them to just play, have fun, enjoy the experience, you know, make the plays you make, take what they give you.
Yes. To the very end, Cerebral.
Yeah.
It's on you guys.
Always.
To the very end.
Yeah.
The pious fault. John Calipari. I don't know if that's even the right terminology, okay?
Yeah.
That John Calipari, at the very end, is like, you know, I mean, my main job here is about these poor kids and shielding them. I mean, he sounds like
fans.
Scott Satterfield and some of the, from the big bad BBN, from the fans, and from just the media.
The media is so mean. I got to shield them from you guys.
That is just so mean and nasty, and it's a lie that he's telling himself.
He can't blame himself. He's got to shift it somewhere else.
He's telling himself this.
Yes, he is.
When and maybe he's getting the wrong information, but Cal, they're talking about you.
They're not talking.
No one right now is talking about Damian Collins.
No.
Okay? It's not the overwhelming masses that are talking about the kids. If I wanted to, I would love to know why you all decided as a program who gives out zero information, decided to make Xavier Wheeler a storyline when you bleeping didn't have to, and you didn't for 7 weeks. For 7 weeks, you didn't. And at the very end of the year, and we'll get to this. I don't want to fire all the bullets here.
Right, but that was a great point.
And you give no information, but you wanted that out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you wanted the Xavier Wheeler news. And it's like, Cal, people are ripping the players. That's going to happen. But no one's going above and beyond.
They're going to be nasty to the players.
They're going above and beyond to you.
Yeah.
It's you. You understand that. You're shielding them from things. I would imagine you two, Justin and Strieble, as parents, the kid's going to fall on the concrete in the driveway.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can shield him from many things, but not every bump and bruise and broken finger and everything else.
Arguments in school and things that you're going to get.
It's like, Cal, what Jacob Toppin doesn't need that right now, okay?
No, he doesn't need that. It's you that needs it.
You're the issue here mm-hmm. with BBN. It goes back to you. It's about you, man.
Yeah.
It's not about whether Chris Livingston is hearing something bad from the fans or media.
No, and the only player that really, you know, kind of got criticism above and beyond was Wheeler. But again, and we'll get to this later, that didn't need to happen this weekend. But no, if you look at the text line, you go to the callers, you look on Twitter, you go to message boards, which the Cats Illustrated message boards crashed yesterday because people were so mad.
Wait, that happened yesterday?
That did happen yesterday. Yes, after
why
the game.
Am I just finding out about that? The Cats Illustrated?
It texted us about it yesterday. Yeah.
But, must have got lost.
Yeah. But yeah. No, the Cats
That filter just zipped right through.
No. I still have him muted. Hey, Ansel's great during the post game show.
He was upset.
He carried it.
I enjoy when UK loses.
He was great.
He was great.
I enjoy when UK loses.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. He gets very sensitive about that.
There's one in here on the Dropbox. Ensign Strieble sad about UK basketball. Why did I buy in?
Well, it was just with those things where, yeah, I mean, they win Friday. It was fake buy-in.
No, it wasn't.
No, you should have been in here with us watching the game.
Oh, the Providence game?
I'm talking about Sunday.
Sunday? No, that's because you're in the heat of the moment.
Absolutely.
Oh, stop. You weren't watching that game like you used to watch.
Good Carl. Night to be a cat? Hell yeah.
Oh.
It was?
Come on.
We were.
You guys weren't watching that game.
Were you
like
in here?
No, I just can't believe it. No.
You don't have to believe it. Yes, we were.
Ants, help me out here.
Ants, text AD, tell me what we're doing in this game.
Me and Justin got them all. We'll let the log into the cloud later on.
That disinfectant white bottle there has got a camera.
Because it's never been used. Maybe
it's been
the
there
Band-Aid.
For 17 years.
Maybe the Band-Aid. I brought this in.
Oh, you brought those in. Okay.
I brought this in a very long time ago. And as you know, we've done 8 shows in studio in the last 6 months.
And they're still there.
And they're still here and about 40% full.
It's a 120 roll and only 8 have been taken out. There's 112 left.
I used to wipe that microphone down yesterday.
You should.
Just in case. I didn't know exactly who was in here this weekend.
I just want to know about the Band-Aid down here.
Let me see.
It's not a bloody one.
Ugh. It's all. It was on a toe. It had to be on a toe, Andy. That's a toe.
Is this Biscuit?
That's a
Is
toe.
This Banta?
They were in here yesterday for a post game.
Well, not in here. They're 93.9.
So it must not have been them. It's Curran. Well, Curran wasn't in here either.
No.
He's out of town.
He's out of town.
This is Phil Baker. I'm blaming Phil Baker. I don't know why, but I am. I just felt in my gut.
I'm blaming Zach Cantrell.
By
the way, Sunday morning hangover. I don't know if you guys heard it. He was on the board. Boy, your boy was wanting to get on that microphone. He was ready to give takes.
It's kicked him out too.
Did he? That's the right move.
That's okay.
That's all right. That's okay.
We're sitting here, and Ince and I are like engaged. I'm standing up over there in that spot. I had to stand in that spot, and then Zach comes in and like Kansas State hits some shots, and it's like, you gotta get out of here.
I'm totally.
You gotta get out.
I got no problem with that.
I
got no problem at all
on that one. I was like, yeah. yeah, Ince, you're right. Get Zach out of here.
Every single night. I can't get on Twitter one night without Zach hosting a Spaces on Twitter. So you should add him to it when you all want to.
Oh, he does that?
Yeah, like every night I get the your boy ZC or whatever. Is
I mean, I follow him.
The Spaces or whatever.
I follow him. He's got the sunglasses.
I may need to.
He's got the sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got the MAGA. The MAGA.
The MAGA.
Oh, wait a minute. He's got the MAGA. He's got the MAGA.
He's got the MAGA profile picture. He's very happy Purdue lost. He kept telling me how...
All right, he's a new employee. What's his name? Your boy Zach?
Your boy Zach.
It's very douchey. Yeah. Y-A-B-O-Y. I'm surprised it's not an I.
Yeah, no,
ZC,
no kidding.
Or ZC, I think, or something like
that.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Are you, did you find
oh,
it?
Oh, man,
told
he does.
You. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he driving a Ford Bronco?
I love that.
Yeah, he's ready to go, man.
He really does.
My man's into sports talk radio. That's right.
Zach did not wear a mask. You know he didn't. There's no way he wore a mask.
Hell no. I don't need a face diaper. What is this?
The face diaper. That's great. I was money. That's what he calls himself.
Yeah, money.
I had no idea he called himself Money.
Yeah.
Didn't Mitch do something similar? It was like Money Mitch or something. I can't remember. Something.
Well, that was probably something gambling. I think Zach means
it's
it.
It's still douchey, though. But
oh, no. Yeah. I think Mitch is probably more aware than Zach, which makes it even worse than Mitchell Hannigan did it.
Oh, no,
I would add.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Yes. But no, Zach's Twitter profile is magical.
He it's looks magic. Like he's paying attention to what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, he's dialed in. He's dialed in. Let me see.
Oh,
where do
man.
I need to be?
What a week for BBN. The loss on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, followed up with Trump being arrested on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
If that were to happen.
We'll see if it happens.
What a left hook, right hook.
Yeah. Cal let me down. What so did Biden.
By the way, Petito got a 6-year deal at St. John.
6 years is how much he got? Oh, I saw he was officially hired today.
I love that,
six man.
6 years.
Wow. I mean, he's going to be 70, what, 77, 78? Into that contract,
Coop. How you getting on staff, Coop? This is the moment, Cooper Hassan. This is your moment.
Yeah,
everything in your life is coming down to the next few weeks.
The next Andre McGee.
Yes, right now. Everything that you've learned in Greece. Okay, now's the time that you exercise the demons.
Exercise the demons.
You exercise the demons.
Yes, you cleanse yourself. And he's texting Dylan Apar right now. What we doing, Dylan? How we get on that staff? And then we're gonna see a ESPN pop up with Cooper Hassan's face on it saying St. John's in trouble, fall man Cooper.
I'm going to see Cooper at a Qdoba in Queens at 3 a.m. with Rodney and Too Tall and just wearing a suit.
He's going to be at all these AAU events taking pictures of Nolan Smith and sending them back to us. That's basically what he's going to be doing.
Look, Andy's wearing Nike
again. Oh, man. Have you heard, by the way, the sound of Josh Pastor talking about Calipari? What,
the mellow mushroom?
Yeah, the mellow mushroom.
See, that's what...
Which is good product placement.
It's very good product placement. But when I saw that, because that was on Saturday when that video was out, I believe, either late Saturday, early Sunday, and I had a good feeling. I was like, this is funny. This is like old school Calipari kind of making jokes, kind of owning the room right now, and then it all fell apart because he's not old school Calipari. He fooled me. He fooled me.
You didn't need to be fooled this year. You wanted to be fooled.
I did want to be fooled.
You wanted to be fooled, which is fine. Yeah, but yeah. You wanted to be fooled.
I did.
You knew better.
I made myself vulnerable.
You knew better.
Yeah. I did. I 100%
Your substantial gut told you what was going to happen.
I knew it was going
to
happen.
Your gut was right, but you just set yourself up to get hurt again.
I just went one game too far. I penciled them in that Sweet 16. I was like, they'll get here and they'll lose.
I'm so
sorry. I know.
Come on, Bryce Hopkins, man. I just wanted him to have 30-10 so bad.
I love
before the game on sound like Mitch Barnhart's not happy. Purdue's warming up. I'm like, Mitch Barnhart is laughing right now.
I'm just glad he was
Mitch
there.
Mitch Barnhart. I love how they made it. They made it out there
that he was there.
That he was upset.
And he cared.
That he was there and he cared and he was upset.
Yes.
When in reality, he wishes he wasn't there.
Right.
He didn't care.
Yeah.
And he was happy that Cal lost. I'm kidding, of course, but I mean, there's part of it that's like,
I had the same thought. I was like, wow, Mitch is there at the tournament? I'm surprised.
When was the last game they made sure to announce that he was there? That's what I thought.
Yeah. That one.
That's what I thought. Exactly. Because I can't think of one. I can't think of one at all.
He went to the Louisville game. I know that.
No, he wasn't. He watched Mark Stoops.
Music City Bowl.
Throw two pick sixes in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, that game. I mean, what's more forgettable, that game or this Kentucky basketball team? It's gonna be the football game.
It's always Kentucky football. It's always Kentucky football. What's more forgettable? Kentucky football is forgettable. What's more forgettable?
It's a sports radio question.
Good God. It's a crappy one.
Yeah.
437-9680. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about everything. My thoughts on Oscar and company. We can do that. Jalen Withers is gone.
I can't believe it.
Justin, I hope you have something because there's my analysis. Jalen Withers is gone.
He transferred.
It's the Diener take, though. Whatever. He had the most, or what was his shooting percentage?
He shot 46% from three or something.
He had like, right, that he was shot it. Like seven threes
no,
or something.
No one cares.
I had no idea Roosevelt Wheeler had transferred when we did the show on
Wait,
on
Roosevelt
Friday.
Wheeler's put his name in?
He did Friday. I had no idea.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Roosevelt.
Is he?
Yeah, he did it right before the show on Friday. I know Dave Strebel when he's reading off the list and he's like, I was waiting for him to get to it. I didn't want to let him know beforehand. I had to wait until he got to
you.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
good job
like,
by
did
you.
He, did he do swim. It?
Yep. But yeah, but I had Roosevelt Wheeler's name in it, and the text line is crossed like, Rose is gone.
I don't mind saying it. I had no idea.
Neither did I.
The first thing that all auto-populated was 3 days ago, Matt McGavick.
McGavick
had a haymaker today. There's a guy. Oh, you know, so there's some guy who averaged, 20 a game,
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Harvard, Bucknell.
Would be a big pickup.
Yeah, no, big
not
pickup.
I can't do this again. At least with Kenny now, you're going to get like five. Like, there's going to be like
four and five stars.
There's going to be like five-star guys. Yeah. I want to talk about it. I'm so tired. Non-power five, and I know Kentucky just got beat by one. Transfers. I'm done.
I'm with you. I'm exhausted by transfer portal. I don't care.
Just the non-power five ones.
Give me the stars. I just want the stars.
That's what you want. Boy, you're so picky.
Yeah.
Oscar, what do you think in the 4 o'clock hour? We got to talk about my man Must Bus, who is the middle-aged guy that has to take his shirt
off
in public. Okay, yeah. So we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Withers is gone, and then I guess I need to order my St. John's gear. Unfortunately, Rummage and Card Chronicle have done the same. So 437-9680, we may call Jack Grossman. We're loaded. We got you all the way to 6 o'clock. Reacting with you, 437-9680. It's the,
The Take
on ESPN Louisville.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Right now, Duke's still number one and Kentucky's two.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, I mean, no, Duke has 2 5-stars and 2 4-stars.
And James Strebel.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when we get the number one point guard, the number one shooting guard, the number one center, the number one small forward.
You will be above him.
Wait, ahead. Secure it. Let's all say secured.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Secured.
Yeah, personally, it would have been great for me if Duke wouldn't have got bullied around by Tennessee. That would have been really good for me.
Was that the biggest stunner of the weekend?
It's a 4-5 game. I mean, I don't think much of Tennessee, but still, it's a 4-5 game.
Yeah, I just thought without a point guard
it's still Purdue. It's still Arizona, you guys talked about.
Those things. No, I agree. I was ready. Like, I had my body ready for Duke to make a run. I was ready for it. And then
I was more shocked because I just don't have any I just don't respect Rick Barnes at all.
I think it's part of it. Yeah. Rick Barnes in the tournament is I sound better now. What'd you do? You do a little knob turn?
I'm twisting the knob.
I moved
the Band-Aid out of the way.
I can hear myself in my headphones again.
This
is great. Oh, we're working. There's no Band-Aid. It's gone.
No, the Band-Aid's still there.
Oh, still there.
No,
you just kicked it out of the way. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick that up.
Hell no. What kind of bacteria is on there?
I don't know what's going on there. I have no idea.
The Blankentoe.
437-9680. It was good to find out that Roosevelt Wheeler was transferring. I did that at 3:36 today is when I found that out. 437-9680. Reminder on a couple different things. Louisville women's basketball in action tonight. That pregame at 6:30, 7 o'clock tip-off. Nick Kern's got that. He is the man with the plan. Yeah. About 9:30 or so, the YMCA postgame show. Biscuit and Chrissy Banta, they got you over on 93.9 The Ville. And a reminder, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we got you covered. All the NCAA tournament action. Thursday, 6 o'clock. Friday, 6 o'clock, right here on ESPN 680-1057. So there you go. Yeah. Some things.
What you listen to?
Yeah, there you go. Some things out of the way. You know, Cerebral, this is how I feel. And this is, I'm going to ask you a question at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
In fact, I'll give you a little tease, okay? You have 20 minutes here. I know you do. What would you like to say today? Mm-hmm. If we were like a caller-driven show,
this would be a
conversation that we could have.
Okay. And share it with the, callers.
Back and forth,
yes.
And that is, what would you like to say about Kentucky or Cal? Kentucky basketball.
Okay.
I'll hang up on your ass.
This is my show, big boy.
My show, big boy. Big boy. That was 8 minutes in, big boy.
It was. It wasn't long.
You give a big boy 8-9 minutes in.
Well, I'm tired of being lectured.
What would be the thing that you would say today out of passion?
Okay.
Okay, for your program.
Okay.
That you'll take back tomorrow. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I mean, some of the people, it was the fire cow stuff. I mean, some of it in the middle of the year was the fire cow stuff, and maybe they came off of that, and maybe Sunday put them back towards that. I don't know.
I got it.
But what is
it.
Okay?
I
so you have a couple things in mind. Perfect.
I do,
so
we'll
save that for 4 o'clock. For me, and we've done a lot of who's going to go and who's going to stay, and those are conversations. And listen, we're spread this out for 3 hours. Save that for the mixtape, because we'll have. I mean, listen. There's tons of angles of things I want to get to. But for me, just up front in hour number one, and we'll read your text. I am, it's not like Louisville, even though I'm relating it to Louisville. Mm-hmm. It's obviously very different. Kentucky, round of 32 team, NCAA tournament team, is obviously different than four wins. Okay. So we know that. I don't need to slight anyone's, mental aptitude
to rehash that.
I don't need to rehash that.
Yeah.
But we see here, and Jalen Withers today was the latest, that the cleansing of the program, okay? Or, you know what, better yet, the moving to the next step of the program.
Right, just moving past,
okay?
Moving on.
Yeah,
some
moving on and moving past is something that needed to happen. You know it, and I know it. Mm-hmm. And Roosevelt Wheeler is not a huge part of that, although, as the big man whisper, Wheeler is a guy that we thought potential would maybe, you know, that there would be the potential found there.
With his freshman year.
And Jalen Withers hit some threes, but Jalen Withers didn't do anything else.
Right.
And so for me, I have been clear that, you know, full cleansing and that Emmanuel Okorafor is the only guy that if he left, it would surprise me.
Right.
Okay. Like that's it. I've been consistent with that. It's different for Kentucky. But I mean, to me, there is, you know, this group. Mm-hmm. Has had their opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. The core of this group has had their opportunity, and some guys are different. Kellen Grady this year, Kaysen Wallace, Ty, Bustington, CJ, whether he's going to play or not. Well, I guess that's a consistent, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, the core of that team, the leaders.
That the personality of these are the main guys, and, you know, that includes Oscar Tshiebwe.
It does. I'm with you.
To me, it's not that someone like him or Jacob Toppin is a bad player. It's not that at all, Strebel. Mm-hmm. To me, they need to move on. I mean, just in general, like, again, they can go pro. They'll have pro options. You know what else they'll have? They'll have collegiate options as well.
Both of them will.
They will have options out there that they can go, quote unquote, get another job in quick order.
Yeah.
And I just think, It's a very crass thing to say, but Louisville is going through it right now. Mm-hmm. That this group, it's time to see the next group.
Yeah.
And also, for Kentucky, for clarity's sakes, you can't go into next year. And I don't think it's ever going to be something that's actually going to happen. But, Stribble, you can't go into next year having the same conversations about Oscar Sheebway not being able to go pick and roll.
No.
Or Wheeler's too small, or CJ can't play,
or Toppin's
inconsistent. No, none of that. It's like they've had their couple years.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's fun. It didn't work out. It didn't work out, man.
No.
Zach Edey won player of the year. And I mean, they're losing to a 16 seed.
Yeah.
Is Purdue. Okay. And so that's very much how I feel about it. To me, if you believe that Adu Fiero and Ugana Onyenzo mm-hmm. are two project building pieces, you absolutely want that. Kenny, I want to see Kenny Payne do that. I want to see John Calipari
with
do that.
Guys, yeah.
And I'm good with that. If you go to the transfer market again, I've moved away. Then Kentucky needs to probably move away from many, many, many mid-major, power
you.
Five
you know
transfer guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I feel that way. Reeves was fine. I mean, he was fine.
He saved their butts in some games this year.
Arkansas
game, we had
him coming back. You know, I would entertain him coming back.
I would, as long as he's a complimentary piece.
But I don't care if he leaves. And that's just how I feel about this entire team, that besides the few developmental guys
and Livingston,
those are the conversations. Yeah. Is developmental guys, Livingston, if it's even a realistic option, we focus on him. He played his ass off yesterday.
He wasn't a problem.
And so you look at him, and then to me, Strebel, it's freshmen, a couple power five transfers, mm-hmm. and that's your team. Is it good enough, dude? I don't know, man. I have no idea.
I don't know.
It happened last couple weeks with Louisville, because they're done so early.
Yeah.
And now it's going to happen with Kentucky, that you'll start getting names out there of guys that will pop in the transfer portal that look for Kentucky to be in the running for this guy or that guy. And they're not guys that we know. We didn't know Kellen Grady. We didn't know Antonio Reeves.
We didn't know Mintz.
Who's the white dude who wasn't very good? No, the other. Nate Sestina.
Nate Sestina, yeah.
We didn't know anything about Nate Sestina.
No.
And so we'll go through this again. But to me, we got to read text. I want you to respond to that. Because, this is how I feel.
This was more than most teams. And I'll throw Shaedon Sharpe into this, too, for this reason. This was a drama-filled group. There always was some type of drama going on, whether if they're playing or not playing, if they have, you know, issues off the court, the Oscar Sheebway premonition, the Oscar Sheebway's coming out, you know, more and more often, more and more here lately, that there
you
was a disconnect.
The premonition?
Well, it was drama.
Premonition?
Yes, it was drama that we didn't know about. It was drama. I mean, Jacob Toppin had drama. Wheeler had drama. Shaedon Sharpe had drama. This was like a drama. C.J. Frederick had drama. There's always something with this group of guys, whether they were going to play or not, or whether or not they are mentally ready for the game, or whether or not they had a dream that God told them the plane was going to crash, or if Oscar Sheebway talks to John Calipari or lives with the rest of the team. This was just so much crap, and John Calipari had to play psychologist with this group more than he had to play basketball coach. I'm just ready to move on from it.
Their play. They're not winning. I don't care about the premonition. I just wish I would have known about the premonition.
I think it all goes together. I think it's all-encompassing. I think it affected the way they play or didn't play on the court. I mean, are we really ever going to know the real story about Xavier Wheeler?
Listen, Wheeler's different than I think everything else that you're talking about. To me, at least, the way I view it is, it's they have round of 32 talent, Cerebral. That's what they have. To me. Maybe you could say it's better than Kansas State. I'm not sold that it is better than Kansas State.
But they were up in that game. They could have won that game.
Yeah, they're a bait with 15 minutes to go.
Yes, I mean, they were exactly. They had the talent to at least get to a Sweet 16. But just the inconsistency and the back and forth and the fatigue of all the other crap that surrounds them, I think, affected them. It affected John Calipari. And then the shuffling of the staff and all these other things that goes into one of my takes that I'll tell you at 4 o'clock about some of these guys. I just think this entire group was tiresome. It was tiresome to watch them play. It was tiresome to try to figure them out. It was tiresome to hear all the surrounding buzz around them, including the Shaedon Sharpe stuff. I'm with you. It's time to move on from them. I think they're fine players. They seem like fine people. But you're right. It didn't work at Kentucky, and I really don't want to. They've had their couple shots, and it didn't work out.
That's how I feel. Fine. It's time for Justin Edwards. It's time for DJ Wagner.
And Rob Dillingham.
It's time for Cal to go pull the only magic trick he can.
It's well,
and go
staff
get it.
Changes.
He's
two magic tricks now. I mean, it's the third season in a row we're gonna have staff changes.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna be too. We'll see.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be a story at all. Honestly,
no, that's just me. Already gone.
We'll see. Texter, blue blood programs like UK can't continue to depend on mid major talent to deliver like blue blood players at blue in a blue blood moment. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Texter says MAGA round daddy stated Friday UK was going to run the table this weekend.
Yeah, I had him going to the Sweet 16. I did.
Texter says, will DJ Wagner follow Calipari to Texas?
He's not going
Texter
anywhere.
Says, yep, of course, Big Rig. For sure. Yes, Andy, of course. Yes, Andy. Okay, there we go. Why don't you fight back? There's nothing to fight back about.
What do you want me to fight back about?
He's lost in the round of 32.
Did you listen to my
me and Strebel,
post-game
me
show?
Me and Strebel, I'm being nice. Strebel's much meaner after the game on Sunday. There's nothing to argue about.
And it'd be just ridiculous. Like, these
there's
Texters,
no, there's Strebel, there, it doesn't matter. We're not going to change.
I know.
There's nothing to argue on the other end.
There's nothing to argue
on the other end.
It's 3 years
of disappointment. God bless Cal. And we're going to have to. God bless Mike DeCourcy as well, who will
That'll
have on tomorrow. Who took their proud peacock moment
on Friday.
And Cal did a couple times this season.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, he did.
Jerome Tang's talking about having more dudes after the game than John Calipari.
And that's embarrassing.
That's where you are, big guy.
Yeah, Jerome Tang, first year head coach.
Texter says, no, I'm not going to read that one. Did you guys say NCAA tournament? Texter says, tired of having a distinct talent advantage over the team we're playing in order to win important games. But why would you buck a trend? If that's what Cal needs. Oh, we have lights out in here, by the way. I just know it's a little dark in here.
It is a little dark.
Well, Lieberman.
Moody.
I don't know if Justin saw this, but Lieberman does the show in the sun. And he's got.
So he has the shades all the way up.
Yeah, so he's got the shades all the way up. And it's like, it's 100 degrees in here.
It gets really
hot.
And
I'm like, we're the fat show.
Yeah.
Coach, like, we're the fat show. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta jack this AC up, brother.
Yeah, and take those shades down. That's what Ensign and I did the show in the dark. No, I'm kidding.
Texter says, who's on your Mount Rushmore of more forgettable? Or is it most forgettable?
Most forgettable.
Texter says, how many big boys did Rig drop on callers during the post-game show?
Just early, not too many later on. It was just a few. I was tired of being lectured about. I've coached high level.
I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy. This is my show, big boy.
This is my show, big boy.
I had a hell of a time cutting those two post games.
What just a turd on the end of the Kentucky basketball season?
Yeah.
You arguing a caller.
This is my show, big boy.
And calling him, whoa.
Uh-oh, what's that? Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't want to know what that is. It's not a bill collector. Settle down. Dude, I'm getting estimates on Windows. Hit me up on the text line or some street bully. It's all bad. Everything. It's all bad. You're paying for fences.
Yeah, windows are expensive too.
Yeah.
Really expensive.
And so it's going to have to be done like installments. Yeah, I have 23 windows that need to be replaced.
Oh.
Not like 10. And so not all are going to get replaced.
Right.
But you know how you get estimates? I reach out to a few companies.
Sure.
And I one of them, and I can't even remember. I mean, dude, they have called me four times today, and there's at least another. They're going five a day.
Damn,
easy.
They're like, come on.
Five a day. Like, since like Thursday or Friday.
They're insistent.
Like, doesn't matter if it's Saturday, Sunday, today.
Sunday,
I'm like,
2 a.m.
If you called 20 times, like, and the person didn't answer, wouldn't you think that's the answer?
Yeah, get a hint.
That's
here,
not
bud.
Persistence.
No, it's not. It's annoying. It's nagging.
This is my show, big boy.
big boy 9 minutes
in. I was
in.
Mad.
God bless you. Well, God bless you.
It's just one of those things where I didn't have too many bad callers. Only like three, really. Most of,
Who cares?
We could have gone like 2.5 hours. We had to stop it. We got
Why?
Fatigued.
You want to go listen to Matt?
No, I didn't. No. I wanted to go home and enjoy the rest of my Sunday night.
What did Ryan Lemon think? Is that what you were thinking?
I heard it, too, and I thought, I was like, they're actually rolling right now. I was like, Streetwell just wants to go home. And I'm like, it's the last one of the season. He's ready to go. Yep.
You pulled the Mark Ennis. Well, Mark Ennis said, I just want to go home and see my family.
It was weird.
Bobby Petrino's 2-10 season, and he left Streetwell on 93.9 taking calls.
Yeah, it was
and that
great.
That went exactly how you would think it would go.
We were well over an hour and a half, and at that point I looked at Ince, I was like, I can't do anymore. I've got to go.
Texter says Fiscarelli called his shot.
Oh, with Patino? Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely he did.
Man, 6-year deal for old Ricky P.
I know, man.
In the picture of that Adrian Wojnarowski uses and Pete Thamelteaux, I mean, it's Patino looking just like a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
He looks
look like
at
the
that.
Undead. Yeah, he does. He looks like the undead.
Oh, man.
Oh, we had the Providence.
I love this man.
Voice guy on Friday, and he was filling
us in. How'd that go?
He was filling us in on the pineapple. And the Italian food
good.
At the pineapple.
It's legendary.
Oh, it's legendary. He's like, it looks like the old school mob movie, like Italian restaurants.
Cool. So and, we just go right to the mob. Hey, it's the Italian restaurant.
Exactly where he went.
Just right there.
He went right to
there
it.
Wasn't even like a hiccup in between. It just went right to
the. We asked about Bozich talking about Ricky P to Providence, and he was like, oh, we'd love it. He's like, we'd love him back. Yeah. He was like, if Ed Cooley's gone, like we want Rick Pitino back.
You think?
Oh, he was in love with that idea. He's like, oh.
Yeah, John Rook was great.
John Rook was
really,
good.
He
yeah.
was entertaining.
Oh, he's on like Westwood One. He does
he's
a bunch of things.
Stuff. Yeah.
Does he do the Patriot?
Yeah,
does
the Patriots,
does he? Yeah.
Radio. Yeah, he was good.
Texter says, I'm not going to read that one. Texter says, listen, this is okay. One text was to us, but his text before was to Mangus.
Oh, good.
Listening to both.
I like that.
Come on, Ennis. You can't forget Chris Dominguez.
Chris Dominguez?
Is Ennis doing Louisville baseball?
Whoa!
Is he being that bold right now and talking Chris Dominguez?
Maybe I was 16 years old when Chris Dominguez played for
that's
Louisville.
Also, yes, baseball, that's also a while ago.
Yeah.
Chris My Dominguez. Goodness. Texas says, play the Caller Travis sound rig. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Texas says, Pope Cal the Pius the Third.
He thinks he is.
Texas says, you both listened to KSR this morning, but not long enough because Matt laid out off the court issues.
I did not listen to KSR for one second today. Not one. I mean, these takes that you all think that Matt's the only one that can have these takes is an asinine, like, opinion.
That was a lie.
Like, only Matt can
what's
say this.
What's
only
revolutionary Matt. Today?
Thank you.
They're
thank
around you. A 32 team. They're yes. a generic-ass team
it's
that
the
lost. It doesn't matter. Man, we're way late for okay. a break. 437-9680. We'll play Drum Tang sound at some point. Strebel yelled and screamed. We have a Josh Pastor sound clip. And Nick Curran, my God, Nick Curran had a haymaker on Sunday.
Wow, okay.
Yes, he did. And we can play that as well. 437-9680. It's the take. Two more hours to go on this Monday.